You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Welcome to another UFC Buzz Podcast for William Hill. I'm Gareth A. Davis and I'm looking forward this week to UFC Fight Night Cerrone versus Till, or UFC Fight Night 118, the mixed martial arts event from the Ergo Arena in Gdansk, Poland. It's the second event that's been hosted in the UFC, by the UFC, after Fight Night Gonzaga versus Krokop 2 years ago, August 2015. And this looks like being a terrific event and a very thrilling and fascinating main event between Donald Cowboy Cerrone and the rising Liverpudlian stroke Brazilian, if we can call him that, Darren Till. Till, of course, unbeaten in 16 fights and carving a training career and then a fight career for himself by living in Brazil. And Cerrone, of course, we know him only too well, one of the most entertaining and fan-pleasing fighters in the UFC. I'll come to that fight in a minute. But first of all, let's start off on the card with Artem Lobov, the training partner of Conor McGregor, against Andre Feely, which looks like being a fascinating and exciting fight. Lobov, always in interesting fights. A terrific striker, wrestler, brawler, jiu-jitsu guy. You name it, he can do it. Spent time with him, of course, around the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight for William Hill's Big Fight Live Facebooks ahead of that. And he was in terrific shape then, even back in August, and couldn't wait to get into the octagon for this fight. Lobov, of course, last time out facing Cub Swanson in a terrific five-round fight that won Fight of the Night honours. Swanson, yes, he was great on the night. Lobov unable to really get to Swanson, but Swanson unable to break the Irish-Russian, who really did show that he is still developing as a fighter. I expect this to be a fascinating fight. It's at featherweight, of course, and at the moment, Andre Touchy Feely, the Hawaiian Samoan, is, of course, coming off a loss to Calvin Kattar in July this year, UFC 214, but a great win just before that against Hakran Diaz. Defeat, of course, before that by Yair Rodriguez, who really is one of the rising stars in the sport at the moment. But Touchy Feely, on his day, is a difficult proposition for anyone. He's got a very rounded style, of course. 21 mixed martial arts fights, 16 wins, 8 by knockout, 3 by submission, and 5 by decision. Artem Lobov, for me, his confidence is sky high at the moment. I think this is going to be a terrific scrap. It's going to go everywhere. And I expect Lobov to win by late knockout, I'm going for, or for a points decision in this featherweight contest. And the odds with William Hill for this bout are that Artem Lobov is 6-5 for the victory, Andre Feely 8-13 for victory. That's 6-5 Artem Lobov and 8-13 for Andre Feely. That's on the prelims, of course. So I'll move on to the main card and the top three fights on the main card. Well, Polish favourite Jan Błachowicz faces Devon Clark, the brown bear, spotted, of course, by Dana White. He scouted him on the Looking for a Fight season one episode, the web series, of course, that went out, currently competing in the light heavyweight division of the UFC. This heavyweight, a light heavyweight bout featuring he's a real Polish star. He may be 1-4 in his last five fights. Defeats, of course, to Jimmy Manuel, then Corey Anderson, a victory against Igor Pokrajec, and then two losses to Alexander Gustafsson and Patrick Cummins. All top level guys, of course. But Błachowicz, you know, he's still a great favourite, 34 years old, still a long way to go in his career. He was a great favourite in the Polish KSW scene for many years. before he came to the UFC. It hasn't been a storied career for him in the UFC so far, but he's always an entertaining fighter, works his way through opponents. I think this is a fascinating fight. For me, Devin Clark, he's 2-1 in the UFC in his three fights in the UFC. He hasn't fought an opponent of this kind of level before. He's a wrestler, kickboxer. This will be a kickboxing match. There'll be hands-on at times, but I expect Blachowicz at home to do the job on this guy. As I say, a big favourite at home. There will be a lot of support for him. Blachowicz, a very proud man, from Poznan, and I think he'll come through in this contest, and I think he'll come through on points after three rounds. And the odds with William Hill on this: Jan Blachowicz 13-10 and Devin Clark 8-13, just a minor favorite there to win the contest. Blachowicz against Devin Clark at light heavyweight, the third fight from last on the main card. It's going to be a terrific fight, that. It could even earn Fight of the Night honours, in my view. Blachowicz against Devin Clark. And in the penultimate fight of the night, of course, women's strawweights Karolina Kowalkiewicz meets Jody Esquibel. Kowalkiewicz, the number three ranked women's strawweight. I think this is a terrific fight as well. Kowalkiewicz, of course, no one can touch Joanna Jędrzejczyk at the moment, the Joanna champion in the women's strawweight division. She really is the utterly dominant fighter in that division. Fights, of course, in New York the following week. Karolina Kowalkiewicz, terrific fighter, looked brilliant against Jędrzejczyk in New York a long time ago now, November last year. It feels like a long time ago. Only two defeats in her career, Jędrzejczyk and her last time out against Claudia Gadelha. So she'll want redemption from that, the 32-year-old. But I do think she's up against a very good opponent in Jody Esquibel, making her UFC debut, obviously moving over from Invicta, with a career record of 8 fights, 6 wins, 2 losses. She's shown vulnerability in the past. Alexa Grasso defeated her, and Alex Chambers defeated her, one by decision, the other by submission, of course. This is going to be a very, very interesting fight. I think Kowalkiewicz has the advantages in height and reach. She has fought at atomweight before. She's not the biggest fighter at strawweight. I think she really is coming up a level in this contest. And I think it's going to be an interesting fight. But for me, Kowalkiewicz exhibits those kind of kickboxing and striking skills that close to the level of Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Kowalkiewicz as well, of course, fighting in her hometown, her home country. She's from Lodz. She's a very, very popular fighter, beautiful woman. I expect she'll come again and challenge Joanna Jędrzejczyk for the title, if not this year, then certainly early next year or by the middle of next year. I think Kowalkiewicz wins this fight. I think she wins it handily, and I do think that she'll win by unanimous decision over 3 rounds. I don't see a stoppage here, but I do see her winning over 3 rounds and, you know, keeping herself in the frame, in the mix, if you like, for another title shot for the women's strawweight title at some point in the 2018 first quarter. The odds for William Hill are on that fight. Karolina Kowalkiewicz, 1-6 to take the victory, and Jody Esquibel 4-1. So very, very big favourite there, Karolina Kowalkiewicz, to stay in high up in the strawweight rankings. 1-6 Karolina Kowalkiewicz, 4-1 Jody Esquibel. So finally to the main event, Donald Cerrone 8-13 with William Hill, Darren Till 13-10. For me, this is a terrific fight, a great matchup by the guys over at the UFC. Great, great matchmaking skills, because I think there's just such a fascination for this contest, because of the diverse styles, because of what Till's capable of, what he's shown with his skill set in the UFC so far, what he's learnt in Brazil, how his natural striking goes so well with the brilliant jiu-jitsu that he has learnt and picked up in Brazil. And one of the great things about this contest as well is that Darren Till isn't even ranked in the top 15 in the UFC welterweight division. Cerrone sits at number 6 at the moment. What an opportunity this is for Darren Till, if he can possibly get a victory here. He leaps into the rankings. He's 16 fights, 15 wins, one draw, never defeated. Obviously came into the UFC 4 fights ago. It's a completely different step up in class. You know, 4 victories so far. A draw with Nicholas Dalby at Holohan versus Smolka in Dublin back in October 2015. But apart from that, 3 wins in the UFC. And before that, of course, fighting largely out of Brazil, almost entirely out of Brazil, of course, apart from one fight in Argentina and Buenos Aires way back now in 2014. Till, of course, a Portuguese speaker, lived there for 3.5 years, a Liverpudlian by birth. And, you know, one of the great things about Darren is that he, the gorilla as he's called, has this brilliant style in which he mixes up Muay Thai and his brilliant lucha libre and jiu-jitsu. Donald Cerrone, of course, is one of the great stars of the UFC, one of the big fan favourites. He'll come out there. Till will have to weather a storm from Donald Cerrone. I think this is the first time that Cerrone's fought in Europe for the UFC. It's terrific to see him in Europe. He's coming off 2 losses, of course, in the UFC to Jorge Masvidal and Robbie Lawler. But prior to that, of course, a great run. And, you know, he's one of the record-holding performance of the night, submission of the night, fight of the night. You know that Cerrone is going to bring this. He'll throw his body kicks. He will throw his striking. They're both very tall men, both 6 foot tall. And also it's going to be fascinating, of course, if they go to the ground. Cerrone has great jiu-jitsu as well. You can see why he's, you know, considered the favourite in this fight. But I am going to pick Darren Till to take the victory over Donald Cerrone and cause a massive upset. I think he'll weather Cerrone's storm. And I think he'll show something special in this fight. And I think he's going to win a very, very hard fought 5-round points decision against Donald Cerrone in this welterweight bout. The odds with William Hill once more, 8-13 Donald Cerrone for the victory, 13-10 Darren Till for the victory. Go Darren Till in this fight for me. He wins this, he gets it on points, he upsets the MMA world, and he launches himself into the UFC welterweight rankings. You've been listening to Gareth A. Davis. This is the UFC Buzz Podcast for William Hill. I'll see you next time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.